Whatever understanding or motives the two men had, Pinkerton's inflated estimate of 98,400 troops under Johnston's command in the Manassas area still was not as inflated as McClellan wanted it to be. In a report to the Lincoln administration at the end of October, the general claimed the Confederates at Manassas totaled 150,000. He arrived at a number three times what the rebels had by cherry-picking higher but suspicious figures in Pinkerton's agent reports and creatively rounding up. McClellan now wanted his army of 120,000 men increased to 208,000 before he attacked, demanding reinforcements from all over the country. He never sent the administration Pinkerton's October 4th report, either because he realized its obvious flaws, or more likely because he knew Pinkerton's 98,400 number for the enemy around Manassas would make him look foolish. McClellan, who was drifting further away from reality, working exhausting hours with little sleep, insisted he had his own accurate sources for his numbers and would tolerate no dissent from his conclusions. He wasn't the only Union general mistakenly convinced he was outnumbered, but he was the only one to stubbornly believe it for so long. McClellan had totally deceived himself. A little more than a month after he made his October 4th estimate, Pinkerton, however, faced an embarrassing discrepancy. Timothy Webster, his best operative in the field, had returned to Washington in mid-November with a total count of 95,700 rebel soldiers in 125 Virginia regiments. That was 30,900 men and 59 regiments less than Pinkerton's October 4th estimate of 126,600 Confederates in 184 regiments. To resolve the huge gap between his estimate and that of his top operative, Pinkerton, in his November 15th memo to McClellan, applied a little mathematical jujitsu to the numbers. First, he updated his October estimates, adding 7,000 rebel soldiers in Yorktown he had neglected to count before. That brought his new total to 133,600. Then he added 27,730 Confederates to Webster's estimate, claiming there were enemy encampments Webster had not seen and accounted for.